Where do you want?
Like against the wall, at least.
Sure, yeah.
Sure.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
good.
Was it? Okay, I like
it's a better shot, not against you.
Now the words look any better.
No side, no side, please.
Is it much better, right?
Is it better if he steps away? That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Just don't get shots of me in this thing.
Everybody going?
Yeah.
I guess we'll just start with what the process has been like for you this non-season.
Well, it's actually kept pretty busy, just like everyone else, try to stay in shape and, you know, skating pretty often. So, back here, now we've got an ounce of back here skating with the guys, just trying to get in the flow of things before camp starts.
Did you think it would take this long, or what would you think when this started on the 15th of September?
I really had no idea, I guess, but I don't think anyone really did, but it was a process, you know, just both sides, you know, wanted to get what they wanted, and it's just nice to finally, you know, get a deal done.
What do you think of the deal?
You know what, man, I mean, I'm not going to go there. I don't want to give you guys anything to go off of. I'm just happy to be back in Winnipeg here and, you know, getting going.
How does it affect you and your role, not only with the Jets, but in the National Hockey League?
Just like anything else, I mean, I got to go out there and, you know, stay on my toes, keep proving myself, and getting better every day. So that's my plan going forward.
So you were in Atlanta the whole time?
Oh, I was in Atlanta for probably till November, and then actually myself and my family moved to Michigan. So that's where we're at now.
And so you were skating with the group in Michigan?
Yeah, my old junior team, Saginaw Spirit. So they let me come out and participate in some of their stuff. So very, very happy they let me do that and kind of, you know, keep in shape.
Did it help you to have a whole team around you instead of one or two guys or three or four guys?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I wasn't really skating with the whole team. I didn't take part in their practices, just their injured guys, their coaches. You know, they ran me through some stuff, and it was good skates, and we're doing drills more so than just going up and down the ice, which was good.
So how did you find joining the group here today?
It was good. It was a high tempo. VJ runs a great practice. So, I mean, I flew in late last night, so it was just a matter of getting my legs under me, and hopefully going forward, things get a little bit better.
So a lot of talk about the schedule, and nobody knows exactly what it's going to be other than likely 48 games and all within the conference. What are your thoughts about that type of a schedule? How will that affect the players?
I don't know if it'll affect the players too much, except, you know, every team's going to come up with the same mentality, and that's, you know, getting off to a quick start, and we're no different. We got to come out of the gates hard and then take it from there, but we just got to, you know, make sure guys are ready to go, and I think guys will start filtering here throughout the week and hopefully get on the same page as quick as possible.
From your experience last year, travel-wise, if you had to play, you know, a significant number within the division and the rest against the rest of the East, is that manageable on the body? You feel that the time zones and the distances are all reasonable?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, obviously our travel's not the best, but it's no excuse. We're professionals. We know how to handle it, and the coaching staff last year was good with, you know, giving us rest when we needed it, and I think that played a big part in some of the success we did have. So I think it's just going to be a little bit of adjustment from that point of view, but at the same time, it's nothing no other team's going to be going through.
How do you think most of the guys are going to deal with having no camp or small camp and no exhibition games?
I think it just creates for a lot of excitement. You know, guys will be fresh coming in and, you know, getting ready to go. So the sooner the season comes around, I mean, guys are just going to be chomping. And I'm thinking, you know, you're going to see a high-paced games at least to start off. And I mean, 48 games should, you know, the pace should carry throughout the whole season.
For your style of play, will the compressed schedule be difficult on you? I mean, physically, that's pretty demanding.
I mean, I'm ready to go. I trained, I know, I got 3 extra months to do the rehab and stuff like that and heal the wounds that I had last year. So, you know, I'm just anxious and excited to get going.
You're in better shape than maybe when the season started. Not that you wouldn't be, but Ole was saying yesterday because of this extra time, you work harder, you work more.
Yeah, you do. You're doing a lot more stuff. As long as you were smart throughout the summer as far as like pacing yourself, you know, taking off a week here or there just so you don't get bogged out. And that's what myself and my trainer kind of did. We tried to, you know, plan it out. It was pretty much a guessing match, but at the same time, it kind of worked out the way we planned it out. And but I feel great out there. I feel fresh. And like I said, just anxious to get going.
I know you're excited for the season, but last year after 40 games, the Jets were in contention. Is it more exciting this year with 48 games and that playoff spot and every game a little more intense? Are you excited for the chance of the Jets this year?
Yeah, I think, well, coming out of the gates last year, I mean, we did all right. Like you said, the first 40 games were in the playoff spot. And you know, if we just push the 48, and you never know. But, I mean, every team's going to be fresh and just anxious to get going. So it's going to be, you know, battle off the start here, and hopefully we could, you know, set some ground between us and other teams. So we just No, getting to camp, not knowing what to expect, but at the same time, hopefully some success comes early.
What are you expecting from the fans? Because this was the building last year in the NHL to play in. What are you expecting in that first game?
I mean, there's been mixed reactions, obviously, throughout the fan base, but at the same time, we're going to go out there and try and win them back. They deserve to have their opinion, but at the same time, we're players, and it's our job to get them back, whether it's in the community or on the ice, and that's our goal going forward here into the season.
A couple wins will probably be back.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the Jets fans are pretty loyal, and hopefully, you know, even the arena staff, you know, they're going to be back too. So there's a lot of people. There's a lot of positives out there for the season to get going, and our main objective is to go play hockey. Like you said, get some wins here early, and hopefully, get that fan base back.
Well, the Yelkin yesterday was talking about the importance of keeping the goals against down to be in the playoff hunt and having to play a very disciplined style of play. That's a guy who hasn't played a game for the team yet, but he's played a lot in the league. Can he come into the room and have some influence on the way things go?
Yeah, I think so. And just meeting him today, you know, he has that presence. He's a seasoned veteran, and he's been through a lot in his career, and he's got a lot of good advice. And I mean, his work ethic just shows out there. So bringing that to the table, and also, you know, just a little words of wisdom and stuff like that, and going back to the shots on goal and the goals against, I mean, we definitely have to bring that down. That was a problem that we did have last year, so I mean, we're aware of it, but it's a new season, and hopefully things go a little bit better in that department.
Lost one of your line mates in the offseason. Do you expect to be playing with Jim?
Yeah, I mean I played with Jim the last, you know, for most of the last 5 years. I don't know what the coaching staff has planned out, but you know, I'm just going to go into camp and you know, expect to play that role. It's kind of the same role I have been. I'm just hoping for a little bit more production because I know I'm capable of it.
So what did you do to keep busy here and have fun during the time?
Oh man, it was crazy. It was crazy. I mean, I moved, got my, you know, put my house up. I mean, there was a ton going on, myself and my family. But it was good though. We got it out of the way, so. I mean, we can just kind of relax now, and now it's just hockey. So we got all the hard stuff, like I said, out of the way, and we're just excited to get back to Winnipeg here and just kind of relax and let me play hockey.
Why, if I understood you, you said farewell to Atlanta then?
I did, yeah.
What was that like?
Yeah, it was tough, you know. I mean, we loved it. My kid was born there, you know. I mean, we had a lot of ties there, but at the same time, it's just time to move on, move closer to family, and Michigan brings that. So we're excited about the changes.
Yeah, watching the ups and downs during the labor talks, how hard was that? Yeah, did you follow it?
Yeah, I did. And Ronnie Ainsley, I mean, I'm sure you've heard it. He kept everyone pretty informed, which was good. And yeah, there was a lot of ups and downs, but at the same time, it was a process that, you know, both sides wanted to get the best deal possible, and hopefully, you know, that was the case going forward.
Find yourself screaming at the TV at all during this?
Nah, I mean, I wasn't that crazy, but I mean, it got stressful at times. But Ronnie kept us, you know, informed, which made it make a lot more sense. So,
how much of an advantage are the AHL and European guys going to have off the start, anyway?
I mean, as far as timing and stuff like that, they might have a little bit, but you know, it takes a couple games or a couple, you know, hard skates to kind of get that back. So, hopefully, for myself, it comes quick, and for the rest of the team, it does also. I don't know. I got to step on the scale. Yeah. No. Does it look like it?
We're running out of questions.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, now you're searching.
Good weight.
Yeah. So what are you guys going to do when Ronnie shows up? You guys going to get him?
We've talked to him quite a bit over there.